WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last weekend brought two rounds of criminal damage cases in the Twin Cities. College Station police received 9 cases of vehicle windows being broken. 8 of the 9 victims filed reports on Sunday. None of the vehicles were burglarized. Bryan police took 11 reports on Saturday of vehicles getting egged. There were no specific areas of either city where the damage took place. For the first time in 6 years, a Bryan police officer has shot a civilian, and Police Chief Eric Buskey says Officer Stephen Laughlin followed policy while dealing with the domestic disturbance Sunday night.
To defend your life or someone else's life, and I believe that Officer Laughlin felt that he was in immediate peril.
Laughlin was one of two officers at the home of the man's ex-girlfriend in far west Bryan, north of the Brazos County Expo. Buskey referred to video from Laughlin's body camera as a man who had one of his hands in his back pocket kept asking the officer questions that the chief believes leads to the possibility the man wanted to be shot.
The male then rapidly pulled out the black object from his back pocket and took a shooting stance and pointed it at Officer Laughlin. Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male.
Buskey says the object the man pulled out was a cell phone. The 33-year-old unidentified man, who is not being charged with any crime, is hospitalized in stable condition and is alert. Officer Laughlin is on administrative leave. A Brazos County District Court jury took about 40 minutes to convict a Bryan man of sex crimes against two teenaged girls. According to the district attorney's office, 27-year-old Joshua Sauceda was sentenced by the judge to a total of 90 years. Sauceda will not be eligible for parole until serving 30 years. Texas lawmakers are again trying to bar voluntary payroll deductions from state employee paychecks. A bill barring deductions of union dues cleared the Senate last session but died in a House committee. The governor and lieutenant governor have cheered the return of the proposal, which will be fought again by labor groups. Some Republicans have questioned the proposal's singling out unions but allowing paycheck deductions for some charities. And a change in the way the Texas A&M System Administration is collecting one portion of state revenue was questioned at last week's Board of Regents meeting. Chief Financial Officer Billy Hamilton says due to their cash flow, they're delaying until the end of the fiscal year the receipt of any portion of $288 million from what's called the State's Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas System.
By mutual decision, we're allowing them to hold the income in investments for a longer period of time. We're trying to ride the current strength of the stock market. They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria questioned the strategy.
Timing stock markets is pretty difficult. I don't know many people that have done well.
Well, they've done well so far this year. I mean, they don't. It's not a recurring point.
I mean, you know, we could wake up tomorrow and it not be a good decision.
Hamilton says there is no danger of losing the principal amount that the A&M system is budgeted to receive this fiscal year. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 50 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll take one more look at the news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete racing. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. We've already had our high today. That was 66. It seems like a long time ago. Anyway, because it's 50 right now, and there's still rain out there. Winds are gusting up to 26 miles an hour. The chill factor is 44 degrees. What else you want to know? It'll be better tomorrow. How's that? Sunny, 61 for tomorrow, 64 on Thursday, 71 on Friday. Nearly ideal, and 80 degrees is what they're telling us that Saturday will look like. Sunday, let's peek ahead to there. Yep, 79. Okay, there you are. So get through today, and the week will get progressively better as far as the weather is concerned. Everything else is kind of up to you. Okay. All right, so over $60 million worth of cocaine in brightly colored suitcases, of all things, is washed up on two beaches in eastern England. An investigator said it's extremely unlikely that this was their intended destination. Yeah, you think? Maybe not.
Oh, we just bought millions of dollars of cocaine. Let's throw it over the side and hope that somebody on a beach gets it someday. It.
Now, this might be interesting. I don't know if there's a video of this or not. College runner in Ireland was all set to take first place at a track meet when something rather unexpected happened. Angus Meldon was in the lead during a race at the Indoor Track and Field Championships at Athlone Institute of Technology. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a giant rubber band appeared on the track and wrapped itself around his legs. Race spokesman said he was tied up, kind of like Spider-Man had thrown something at him. It ended up that it slowed him down to the point that he was not able to win the race. Officials allowed him to advance to the finals anyway because of the strange circumstance. It turns out a large elastic band had blown over from the pole vaulting area. So I guess maybe it holds the cover of the pit maybe in place. I'm not sure. But anyhow, just saying that's why they have cameras so that we can see all that stuff. Harvard scientists are planning to resurrect the long-extinct woolly mammoth, which sounds like a really bad idea.
I would think so.
If you've seen Jurassic Park, you know, that seemed like, but they're excited about it. NBC News says the scientist named Dr. George Church believes if we can reintroduce a woolly mammoth-like animal in parts of the world where there's cold tundra regions.
But where? But, it's global warming.
That's right. With all the
climate
change.
The polar bears are dying.
That's right. Why would we bring
a
big
woolly mammoth supposed to survive?
Man. He says it might help curb the effects of climate change. What? Okay, look. He's a doctor at Harvard. I guess we're not supposed to question him. Is that it?
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
The elephant-like woolly mammoth went extinct at the end of the last ice age on Earth thousands and thousands of years ago. Using a genetic engineering tool, the doctor says the genetic code of elephants could be edited. Edited to let cold-resistant elephants like the woolly mammoth replicate once again and be in the tundra area. He said he envisioned the resurrected animals that can punch down the snow in wintertime, allowing cold air to come in, and in the summertime, they'll knock down trees, which are very absorbent. In simulations, they got simulations of this going on.
Right?
In simulations, that helps the temperature drop by 20 degrees. As dead grass starts to grow and slows the release of carbon from the soil into the atmosphere, so far, Dr. Church's team has edited 15 key genes that are needed to resurrect the critter. They're working on about 30 more.
Editing DNA just doesn't really sound natural. Yeah,
oh, no, edited. It's okay. It's they're just editing.
Okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's totally Jurassic Park.
Why not? Okay. Secret Chamber in King Tut's tomb is going to be opened this week by a team of researchers.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, Crash Test Dummies, not the singing group, but the real things, getting older and bigger, just like many Americans. CNN says that engineers at the company that manufactures the crash dummies, really, there's a company that does that?
Oh, that's all they do?
Okay, are teaming up with the University of Michigan to create new models that look more like people who are packing on the pounds and getting on up in years. Humanetics is the name of the company. They have created new crash dummies that are obese, more than 270 pounds, and another that's overweight and a 70-year-old woman.
Merca.
The obese, you betcha, the obese dummy is more than 100 pounds heavier than your typical crash test dummy. Well, I guess that's probably a good idea because that's what America looks like.
That's
now.
Right.
Hey, so I saw something on the TV yesterday that surprised me. I think Sunday was the anniversary of the Seeing Eye Dog program. Okay,
oh,
it's
okay.
80 years old, and there is actually a corporation called the Seeing Eye Corporation. And only dogs trained by them are called seeing eye dogs.
Oh.
They mean there are other service animals. There are other animals that help the blind.
You know,
but,
and therapy animals.
Exactly. But this guy who started the company, it's called the Seeing Eye. And so there you are. Did we ever do any research on the Disney price increase from yesterday?
Oh, no.
Did we find anything out about
that? About why?
Yeah, well, like Google and see where we are or what it used to be, and then because we were kind of shocked. If you weren't with us yesterday, we want to know why first. But $110 for a ticket to go to Disney is going to be the new price, and I was thinking the old price was about $95. But, you know, when you cross that psychological barrier of three digits, I mean, that's significant. And I guess that's probably the reason that they went all the way to 110. They said, hey, what the hell? We're going over. We're not going to stop at 1 or 101. We're going to go to 110. Do we find anything?
I'm looking right now. So it looks like Universal Studios was the first theme park to bump prices,
okay,
all to hit the 100 mark for the first time, and that was about a year ago.
Whoa!
And then, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
So let's see. Magic Kingdom admissions are higher too. Now running 107, 115, and 124 for 1 day passes. And Disneyland in California is also facing higher prices. I'm not seeing exactly where the previous prices are in this particular article that I'm looking at.
So this here says Disney's earnings report last week showed lower net income and revenues falling short of analysts' expectations. That might be why they
raised
it.
It's ESPN.
Yeah.
Yes.
ESPN has brought the entire company down in production because of that.
Now, what it did say is on the same day that regular admissions prices increased, Disney added a $20 online discount for passes of 3 days or more. And it also looks like maybe two-day pass prices decreased as well. So they're trying to give you more bang for your buck.
I wonder if this is also because they're adding all kinds of stuff for like Star Wars and Guardians of the Galaxy, all the Marvel stuff, all the stuff they've added recently under their umbrella. They're building new stuff at the park.
Could well be.
Match the cost.
And the other thing is parking. Parking is $20. It costs $20 to park.
Wow.
Used to cost $18. Now, this is kind of fun. in 1972, the Magic Kingdom has its first price increase, general admission for adults, now $3.75. $3.75.
Oh.
1972. $3.75.
I mean, that doesn't seem like that long ago when you compare it to the price now.
Yeah, just saying. Just so you got that going on for you. So, I mean, don't pay attention while you're in the park, okay? I mean, make the most of every dollar. Pay attention.
Yep.
But they apparently have peak days and non-peak days and blackout days and all that. They're apparently a lot of
ways. And different prices for those. Like, I think I saw something about one of the regular peak days is going up to, like, $124.
Oh. Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Well, I'm fine. How are you? How are things at the nuclear reactor?
Good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I went to Disneyland out there in California last year.
Did you?
And it was about $95.
Yeah, at least. Okay, that's it. And again, $20 to park.
And that's what they're saying, that, you know, even in California now it's going to be $97, $110, or $124, which is up from $95, $105, and $119. All of the prices listed are for adults. Kids ages 3 to 9 is generally a few bucks less.
Okay.
But they've also been hit with price increases.
Right. Okay. Well, there we go. So, and that's the happiest place on earth, right? You get to pay that much to be happy. Okay.
Mm.
Every woman knows that the right little black dress can be a life changer.
LBD.
There you go. Nobel Prize winning scientists from England have taken that one step further. They have created a little black dress that is made of a material that CBS News says could revolutionize every aspect of human life.
Really? Okay.
The dress is made of a material they created called graphene. Now, graphene is a single layer of carbon atoms found in the mineral graphite. That's the stuff in pencils, okay? Mm-hmm. The scientists discovered back in 2004 that when they isolate graphene, that it is 1,000 times thinner than a single human hair, but 200 times stronger than steel, as flexible as rubber and capable of conducting energy. So, of course, they made a dress out of it. The design team at the London-based wearable fashion label called Cute Circuit have created clothing that lights up for U2's Bono and Katy Perry in the past. But this new dress does a lot more than light up with the flip of a switch. This little black dress actually monitors the breathing of the user, stores that information in a microprocessor, and here we go. The result is lights on the dress that can change colors with the rhythm of the heartbeat.
Really?
And, yeah, here's the scary part, though.
Okay.
Possibly reveal your emotions by how the dress lights up.
Oh.
Okay? If that sounds like really far-out future stuff, the future is already here. Graphene is being developed for use in cars and computers and medical equipment. So, yeah, what if you're wearing the little black dress and you're crushing on somebody, okay, and the dress changes colors?
It gives it away.
So
it gives away your emotions.
That could put you at a distinct disadvantage,
correct.
I would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, this dress is probably developed by a bunch of guys because, after all, they want to know what a woman's thinking,
Lord.
Right?
Gotta know somehow.
That's it. Science. Once again, science. That's pretty unusual.
It is.
It'll be interesting to hear how they're going to use graphene in cars, though, and medical equipment. I could see that could make a difference.
Right.
What, your car will pulse with your heartbeat? Is that it?
So when you road rage, your car turns
red. Car starts
red.
Slowing down.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your car changes colors when you have road rage. How would that be?
Stay away from that guy.
Man, that would be odd. or go and antagonize him. Hello?
Yeah.
Technology, guys. They've had it for years. Have you ever heard of the mood ring?
Mood ring.
Yeah. Shiko, with your money now. Disney is severing ties with Felix Kellberg, a top star with 53 million subscribers to his PewDiePie YouTube channel, after he posted videos in which he makes anti-Semitic jokes or imagery. Disney says although the 27-year-old Swede created a following by being provocative and irreverent, he clearly went too far in this case, and the resulting videos are inappropriate. Most drivers don't expect to be hit with a rate hike on their auto insurance after a car accident that wasn't their fault. But a consumer group says it happens, and it's a problem. The Consumer Federation of America says it found rate hikes on annual premiums as high as $400 in some cases. The group analyzed premium quotes in 10 cities from 5 of the nation's largest auto insurers. A district judge in Washington has rejected a request by two American Indian tribes to halt construction of the remaining section of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline until their lawsuit over the project is resolved. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. That's your money now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
Preventing nearsightedness in kids. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Myopia, or nearsightedness, is a result of the eye growing too long during childhood, so images don't focus properly on the retina. There's evidence that it results from children spending too much time indoors. Now, in the journal Current Biology, Northwestern ophthalmologist Greg Schwartz and his colleagues report on a cell in the retina that may be responsible. The cell detects the sharpness of images and controls how the eye grows to optimize the focus. Schwartz says the cell is super sensitive to red-green contrast, a quality of indoor light.
So that would hyperactively activate the cell, overstimulate it, and potentially lead to overgrowth of the eye.
He says understanding the cell could not only help prevent myopia, but could also be relevant to more serious vision disorders that lead to blindness. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hey, good morning. It's 827, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Going to visit with Senator Schwartner in about 10 minutes. Okay, I guess they've made movies about everything that they could. I mean, there's no other possible reason other than that, because now they're making a movie about Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee Bubbles.
Oh, boy.
An entire movie about Bubbles?
Apparently so. It'll be a stop-motion animated cartoon feature directed by Kiata Watiti, who tells Deadline.com, Deadline.com, quote, "Most people know I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan." Well, we don't know who you are. I don't know who you are, but maybe you are. "So the main thing for me is to make sure it is respectful of him and his legacy. I'm not interested in making a biopic. I want to focus on telling a story that blends facts and fantasy about an animal trying to make sense of the world." Okay, so...
This sounds like it actually sounds like exactly what Michael would have wanted.
That's probably right. Just
trying to make sense of the world.
Yeah, just wanted to let you know that that's going to be out there if you
Do we have a title?
Probably going to be called Bubbles, but no, I don't know.
Bubbles.
Okay. Hey, forget about waiting years and years for the perfect brandy. Newsers.com reports a new hard-partying science geek has figured out a new way to speed up the process. Researchers ran distilled wine through American oak chips, zapped it with an ultrasound machine at the same time, and ta-da! You got a faster booze.
Really?
Apparently the chips create chemical compounds when they're hit with the ultrasound waves, and those eight trained judges that they used finished the product and said it tastes incredible. Really unexpected.
Couldn't possibly.
Pouring wine through wood chips and then zapping them with ultrasound.
Hmm. Well,
what a great country we live in.
Yeah, it is.
Not too many Valentine's days ago, a jilted lover could simply disappear. But what about today? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. More people than ever would like to become invisible online, or at the very least, cover their tracks. I'm not talking about terrorists and criminals, just everyday people. So the Chicago Tribune asked the question, can we erase our...
Southeastern Texas, Eastern Madison County in Southeastern Texas, southwestern Trinity County in southeastern Texas until 9:15 a.m. Central Standard Time. At 8:19 a.m. Central Standard Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 14 miles east of Madisonville to Huntsville to 6 miles west of New Waverly, moving east at 30 miles per hour. The storm produced 60 miles per hour gusts as it passed over Huntsville. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expects damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Huntsville, Cleveland, Livingston, Trinity, Shepherd, Onalaska, Groveton, New Waverly, Cold Spring, Point Blank, Plum Grove, Riverside, Goodrich, North Cleveland, Lake Livingston State Park, Sebastopol, Huntsville State Park, West Livingston, Oakhurst, and Evergreen. A tornado watch remains in effect for the warned area. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. Although a tornado is not immediately likely, if one is spotted, act quickly and move to a place of safety inside a sturdy structure such as
Not too many Valentine's days ago, a jilted lover could simply disappear. But what about today? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. More people than ever would like to become invisible online, or at the very least, cover their tracks. I'm not talking about terrorists and criminals, just everyday people. So the Chicago Tribune asked the question, can we erase our internet tracks? The short answer is no, but you can reduce your profile. Start with social media. Delete all your accounts. If you don't want to completely disappear, clean them up. Create an alternate you. Never list your real birthday, address, or full name. Use a slight alteration of your real name. John Allen Smith can become John William Smith. Search for yourself on the data broker sites. Request to opt out. Go through every smartphone app. Do they really need to share your address book and photos? No guarantees to any of this, but it is a start. Get all the breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Back in January, our partners at Simply Safe Home Security wowed everyone at the Consumer Electronics Show. They unveiled the new Simply Safe Security Camera. It connects to the sensors in your alarm system and records if a sensor is triggered. If someone tries to break in, you'll have evidence for the police. Plus, you can stream live footage to your phone anytime you want right from the app. Go to SimplySafeKim.com today to get a special 10% discount. That's SimplySafeKim.com, SimplySafeKim.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police on the scene of a domestic disturbance Sunday night led to a standoff that resulted in a civilian being shot by an officer. Chief Eric Buskey says the shooting, the first involving a Bryan officer in 6 years, was justified.
Yeah, I believe the policy was followed.
According to what Buskey says, he saw on Officer Stephen Laughlin's body camera, a 33-year-old man placed his right hand in his back right pocket and kept it there despite multiple demands to move it. Buskey says the man then rapidly pulled out a black object from his back pocket and pointed it at the officer in a shooting position.
Officer Laughlin dropped to cover and fired his handgun several times, striking the male. Officer Laughlin believed the black object was a gun and he was in immediate fear for his well-being. The black object turned out to be a cell phone.
The unidentified man, who does not face criminal charges, is hospitalized in stable condition and is alert. The chief was asked if he thought the man wanted to be injured.
I certainly believe that that's a possibility. His actions would make me tend to believe that, although we have not talked to him yet. So, he'd be the one to have to answer that question. But his actions, to me, appeared that is what he wanted to have happen.
The officer is on administrative leave. The owners of 19 vehicles parked in the Twin Cities last weekend dealt with the aftermath of criminal activity. On Saturday, Bryan police received 11 reports of vehicles getting egged, and most of the 9 reports College Station police took of broken vehicle windows were on Sunday. There was a variety of locations where the incidents took place. A Dallas man who 5 years ago was sentenced to prison for family violence assault in Brazos County returned to the local jail.
According to online jail records, 38-year-old Michael James Blair was picked up by the Bryan City Marshal to resolve 19 charges between 2008 and 2012. Blair was released the day after he was picked up, according to the online records, because he had served time in all 19 cases. All the offenses were misdemeanors and most involved vehicles, including 2 when he was riding a bicycle. Almost 2.5 years ago, a Prairie View man was arrested outside a North Bryan business after hitting a police officer in the head with a pry bar. Last week, 29-year-old Charles Hogan Jr. admitted to the crimes of aggravated assault of a public servant, evading arrest with prior convictions, and the burglary at Penske Truck Rental along the freeway south of Woodville Road. Hogan was sentenced to 2 years, and he's being held for Waller County on charges of evading arrest and criminal mischief. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M University System says it has the cash flow to take advantage of a bullish stock market to wait on removing hundreds of millions of dollars of income until the end of the fiscal year.
They didn't want to liquidate investments early while they were still having the benefit of the rising stock market.
The report from the system's chief financial officer, Billy Hamilton, at last week's Board of Regents meeting was questioned by Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria.
Yeah, I'd take it when it's supposed to be done if it were me.
Hamilton says there is no danger in losing the $288 million the A&M system will get from what's called the Available University Fund, which is administered by the University of Texas System. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 50 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Join Bryan Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Bryan Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
The Bush Presidential Library is honored to welcome New York Times bestselling author Kate Anderson Brower on February 21st. Kate will discuss different aspects of the public and private world of the White House. She is the author of the best-selling book, The Residence, Inside the Private World of the White House. The program starts at 7 p.m., followed by a reception and book signing. Visit bush41.org and click on the events tab for reservations.
8:37, let's check the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Already had our high for the day. That was 66. It's not there now. Rain's passing through. You heard the heavy rain is now getting into the Houston area. Anyhow, it'll clear out of here later on today, and we'll have 43 for a low tonight, 61 for tomorrow with sun returning and warming temperatures as we head to the weekend where our high temperature will be 80. Again, right now, 50 degrees with a chill factor of 44. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Swartner joins us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great.
Let's talk first about a really revolutionary idea that you are driving, the idea of telemedicine. Explain that, if you would, and where we are with that in the state of Texas now.
Well, we're behind the curve, really, regarding telemedicine. There are other states that have enacted various statutes and laws that concern telemedicine. It's really a tool to increase access and expand care, especially in rural areas, and, you know, Texas is a very large state, to especially such as psychiatry and other specialties that are potentially needed in these rural areas, but that can't support a specialist that actually lives and resides there. But the bottom line with telemedicine is that we need to maintain the standard of care. There shouldn't be two standards, one when you see a physician or a provider in person, and another one when you avail yourself of telemedicine services that you do through telephone as well as through video means. are what they call store and forward technology, in which images are taken and then downloaded and then uploaded again at the telemedicine service provider's site.
Now, this has been done in Texas from time, but we've had this technology for a while in Texas. So what is this legislation different? How is this different?
Well, we've had the technology in our correctional managed care with our prisoners mm-hmm. in our state prisons. In fact, I actually participated when I was in residency at UTMB mm-hmm. Doing telemedicine to various prison units across the state of Texas. So, yes, it's been around for a long time. It's been, over the last 10 years, has really taken root and been a innovative way of delivering care. But again, my baseline is that we need to maintain patient safety and maintain the standard of care. I'm very proud to report that all sides, the companies that are providing this service, the provider groups, the state of Texas through the medical board, have all come together and I think have agreed upon certain principles. And I really hope that we can get a bill passed that allows for the expansion of telemedicine in an appropriate manner across the state of Texas.
Now, tell me how medication would be dispensed in a case like this.
Well, the way I envision, I don't think telemedicine is appropriate yet for the prescription of narcotic medications, controlled substances. But as far as certain types of medications to treat certain ailments, I think that should be available.
Now, there's been a time when you had to have a healthcare professional with you as you spoke to the doctor. Is that
correct?
That's
right, as a presenter. Okay. Like a nurse, for instance, or an LVN that was standing right by that patient and helping with the examination and presentation of that patient and their patient's physical exam and symptoms while speaking to a physician or nurse practitioner in a remote site. So that wouldn't be required. You know, most people are very busy. Mm-hmm. It just also helps with convenience, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not just for rural areas, but people that are trying to, you know, raise a family and continue to go to work, but think they have something occurring and need some medical opinions and diagnosis, and you know, availing themselves of telemedicine would hopefully increase productivity and convenience for that patient.
I find it fascinating. We live in metro areas or suburban areas, but for those folks, as you say, who are in the hinterlands, it's certainly something that sounds like it's needed. Let's move to Prop 7. This is something that the Texas voters said that they would do, and that is to divert money specifically for highway funding. And what were you at, $7 billion, is that right? Or $5
billion? $5 billion. Over this last plan.
Now, I know that you have questioned now, where are we in this process? Because bucks are hard to find this year in Austin.
Well, Prop 7 was passed overwhelmingly by the people of Texas. And I think over 80% of people voted positively for Prop 7 because we realize that a growing state needs transportation modalities and highways to get from point A to point B and move goods from point A to point B. And so it was a pressing concern and continues to be a pressing concern in the state of Texas. And I was a proponent of it and voted for it on the Senate floor and believe it was the right approach and still do. But that said, it does dedicate money from sales tax, which is the major revenue source of the state of Texas, to transportation. And the way it does it is after $28 million of sales tax, the next five million is actually dedicated to transportation, and so that delta, that $5 billion, is not there this time around to spend on other portions of the budget. And so, how do we move forward in Texas, fashioning a budget that meets those priorities of the state of Texas? You know, transportation priorities have been met, but there are other priorities: healthcare, education, criminal justice, that also need to be met. And so one way that in times in which budgets are tight, like this session, with a 60% vote of both chambers, you can actually stop the appropriation to transportation of that money, and it flows back into your general checking book called the general revenue mm-hmm. source, and you can actually use it for whatever portion of the budget you think is appropriate. It was a stopgap measure that was our stout valve measure that was put in place when the bill was passed, because of the realization that in the future there might be tough times that you would want that money for various aspects of the budget. I was just asking questions about it on the dais, about where we were and the exact provisions of the law that allow appropriators like myself the tools necessary to fashion a budget for the state.
State Senator Charles Schwerner joining us this morning. On the other side of the Capitol, I believe the House Finance Committee has already started talking about rainy day fund. Any of that talk over in the Senate?
Nope. There's no talk about rainy day fund on the Senate side. You know, the governor came out pretty strongly against it in the State of the State speech. You know, the rainy day fund is an important savings account in the state of Texas that is there to keep our credit rating very high and to be utilized in serious situations that that are potentially unforeseen or to pay outstanding debts. You know, we ever have a hurricane or some sort of significant federal regulations come down that mandate certain things that the state has to do, I think it's appropriate to have a very healthy rainy day balance. I think we can get through this session without opening up the rainy day fund or savings account and spending it on continuing needs. If we're going to spend the rainy day fund, it should be for one-time expenses or emergency expenses.
Well, with that in mind, tell me what you're hearing from your superintendents.
Well, you know, superintendents are rightly concerned about issues that affect their schools, and you know, obviously funding is one of them. Our funding system, school finance system, is ruled constitutional by the Supreme Court, but certainly lacking in a whole host of ways, one of which is how complex it is and how difficult it is to understand and fashion a school finance system that's right for all the 1,000-plus school districts in the state of Texas. You know, kind of a corollary of that is this issue of how do we provide school opportunities for those that are not being met by those school districts. We have over 500 schools that are failing in the state of Texas, and there are various special needs children that have needs that are not being met by a particular school district that might be better served in a different educational setting. And so, you know, this is a big priority of the Lieutenant Governor, allowing opportunity, what they call educational savings accounts, to avail themselves of the opportunity for success in education for very low-income children, families, and then also for children with special needs such as autism or developmental or intellectual disabilities.
Certainly. Finally today, what's on the agenda this week of import before we talk again next week?
Well, can you work through the budget? We're about wrapped up and about to go into work groups, so I look forward to helping out in any way I can, and probably will be helping significantly in the Health and Human Services work group and subgroup that will be appointed by Chair Nelson, I think, today or tomorrow. We have a number of pro-life bills that will be heard in the Health and Human Services Committee tomorrow concerning fetal tissue donation, as well as the banning of partial birth abortions in the state of Texas. That's already against federal law, partial birth abortions, but it's not against state law. So individuals that are still utilizing that heinous technique in the state can't be prosecuted in state courts. So I think that needs to be changed in the ability to prosecute various abortionists that are utilizing partial birth abortion procedures in Texas need to be prosecuted by state courts as well as what they can be prosecuted in, which is federal courts currently.
Sure. State Senator Charles Schwerner joins us every Tuesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning, Senator. Look forward to talking to you next week.
You bet. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate your time.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with the Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
8:49, let's talk about what's going on at the Chamber. And Kim's here this morning. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
What you got for us?
Well, we have quite a bit coming up. Business After Hours is this week at the Ranch, Harley-Davidson.
Oh, all right.
That's going to be Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 7. Mm-hmm. Come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think she's bringing in a lot of fun toys.
Oh, okay. All right.
All the guys.
Grown-up toys.
Yes.
Okay. Ah, girls too, right?
Yeah. Everybody's going to like it.
Yeah.
And get ready. Taste of Aggieland, sponsored by HEB, is next week. It's on Tuesday at the Brazos County Expo from 5 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We have tickets for the general admission are $30. There is a prime dining option this year for $100. You'll get a four-course meal with wine pairings, and it's kind of like an event inside of the event.
Okay, yeah.
To buy tickets for this event, for Taste of Aggieland, either one of these tickets, they are for sale at the chamber office. Just come on by the office. HEB on Villa Maria has tickets. Kesko Restaurant Supply has tickets. And, of course, you can show up at the door Tuesday and buy them at the door.
Okay.
That's probably going to be the easiest thing for you if you just want to show up.
Sure.
Our 2017 Community Impact Awards Luncheon, it's sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. That's going to be Tuesday, February 28th at the Phillips Event Center from 11:45 to 1. Those tickets are available right now, and the awards program is going to recognize Barbie Patterson with Patterson Architects, Catherine Kleeman with Spherion, and Gabriel Garcia with Tradition Oil and Lube. So come on out to the luncheon and help celebrate their success.
Mm-hmm.
We have several ribbon cuttings coming up in the next few weeks. There's a deluxe ribbon cutting today at Signature Care ER. That's from 4:30 to 5:30. They are having an open house from 12 to 4:30 today, and it says a blood drive from 12 to 5:30. So come on out for that. That's right there on Texas Avenue, kind of where Wayback Burgers is.
Okay, sure.
And let's see. We've got another ribbon cutting tomorrow, the 15th, at Delta Life Fitness Studio from 4:30 to 5. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station. And then this Friday, the 17th, we're going to do a ribbon cutting for Dusty Diamonds Boutique from 11:30 to 12. So this is a lunchtime ribbon cutting. And they're located off of Rock Prairie Road. There's a Starbucks there.
Okay.
Behind the Starbucks is mm-hmm. the Yoga Pod.
Sure.
A few doors down is the Dusty Diamonds Boutique.
Across from Scott and White.
Kind of. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
So come on over to that ribbon cutting. And then next Wednesday, the 22nd, we're going to do a deluxe ribbon cutting for Baylor Scott and White, the Cancer Center. So that'll be a good ribbon cutting to come support. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is ANCO Insurance. And to find out more information about all of our events, you can go to our website, bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
Time to find out what's going on with the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. And Mary's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott.
We have a concert coming up. This one's called Crossing Musical Borders. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's going to be an interesting concert, a wonderful concert, and hopefully also a very moving concert. We're going to be doing some pieces, including White Peacock and Bernstein. Everybody loves Bernstein. Some West Side Story and some pieces from On the Town. But also a very special portion, we have a group from Chicago. It's a jazz group, and they have been getting rave reviews in the Chicago Tribune and other papers. They are the hot group right now in Chicago. And we had begun working with them quite a while ago, a couple of years ago, as far as them coming down. We wanted to commission a piece, and we had been working with them. We got that piece all taken care of, and we had been working with not only this group, but Ruth Clearfield at that time to make this all happen.
Mm-hmm.
And as everyone knows, Ruth passed away, and this concert is taking place because of all that she did to help us. And we have dedicated this concert to Ruth.
Well, okay.
So it's going to be a wonderful and, like I said, a very moving night as well.
Yep, 5 o'clock on February the 19th, it'll be at Rudder Theater. And then again, so people know if they have not been to one of your events, you kind of have a pre get-together where you find out a little bit more about the musical pieces that are going to be performed.
Absolutely. Ann Thompson will once again be with us, and she'll talk about all the various pieces and things, and especially she'll let you know about Matt Ullery and Rob Clearfield. It's their group that's coming, actually, from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we'll be at Napa Flats, an opportunity to also get to meet the guest artists and just kind of enjoy the aftermath of the concert with fellow concert goers.
Well, it's time also to mark your calendar because before you know it, it'll be the Premier Market. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. It is shaping up really, really good. We've just vendors are pouring in like crazy to get into the market. It's going to be April 1st and 2nd with a preview party the evening of March 3rd. Excuse me. March 30th, the preview party, and then okay. March 31st and April 1st will uh-huh. be the Premier Market itself. And that's going to be out at the Expo Center. Vendors from around the nation will be there. There's things that you can buy from, you know, very inexpensive to much more expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's something for everyone's pocketbook. And we have huge crowds at that, and you don't want to miss it. It's an opportunity that... you know, you have to go to Houston or other places. You see these vendors there. Well, you don't have to go through all the traffic and all that stuff.
No,
be right here with us.
Yeah,
so.
It has. It's grown into quite an event. It's
and, of course, it you know, benefits the symphony. Sure. So come on out and help us out as well.
So if they want tickets for that or any of the other concerts coming up, how do they do that?
You can go to our website, www.bvso.org, or you can simply call the MSC box office mm-hmm. at 845-1234. And also, if you haven't gotten your tickets to Wicked yet, now is the time. There's just a few left, and it's going to be a wonderful night with the stars from the Broadway production of Wicked. Of course, they'll be doing Wicked and
sure.
Pieces from it, and also a few other things from Phantom of the Opera and who knows what all.
That's coming up at the end of April. All right, thanks Absolutely. For the time this morning.
Thank you so much, Scott.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till. It looks cold out there.
Yeah.
All right, getting your much-needed exercise just got a little easier. All you need is 10 minutes and a set of stairs. New study in medicine and science and sports and exercise put 31 sedentary young women into a training program where they were asked to do several variations of 10-minute exercises 3 times a week over 6 weeks. The winner, walking upstairs.
Huh.
10 minutes, 3 times a week.
Hmm.
We got stairs here.
Yeah, we do. Lots of stairs.
Yeah. I mean, that going down thing is a lot easier than that going up thing.
I don't know. Sometimes going down is hard.
But and 10 minutes is a lot longer than you think it
yeah,
is.
Have you ever done 10 minutes on a Stairmaster?
Yeah. Ooh. Yep, that's a good point. You go, 10 minutes, I could do that. That's fine. All right, this story, I am amazed. ABC is going to have their first black bachelorette.
Yes, I saw that too, and I guess I knew, well, I don't know if I knew that, but it amazed me when they said how many seasons they've been going
on. Yeah, like 20
on.
Years or something like
right.
that.
Now, I don't know if they have other types of bachelorette shows where they've had, you
Maybe
know,
so.
Someone, but this is the, like, of the actual brand, the bachelorette, the
yep.
first one.
Rachel Lindsay, she's a lawyer from Dallas. Made a splash during Nick's season when she received the first impression rose.
Mm.
And so she's going to move up to the big
yeah.
chair.
Because they've obviously, they've had contestants,
yep.
you know, but never the main event.
Okay. Again, I was a little bit surprised to find that, but there you go.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got going on. The London Underground got an unusual visitor yesterday. A rogue pigeon making its way into a subway car. Hopped on a woman's purse, didn't do its business. That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
The pigeon appears to be begging for a piece of the lady's chocolate. Other passengers seem amused as the shocked woman feeds the bird, one onlooker said. I travel on the underground almost daily and have never experienced this before.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she
just
posted it on her Facebook.
Hitching a ride and want some chocolate.
Hey,
you
why
know,
not?
No big deal.
Sounds absolutely fine. Chuck Lorre, the guy who brought us Two and a Half Men in The Big Bang Theory, has a new Netflix show. It's marijuana-themed. It's called Disjointed. Kathy Bates is a lifelong advocate for legalization who's finally living out her dream as the owner of an L.A. area cannabis dispensary. She's a funny lady.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to work. She played a detective, private detective, and her office was inside a shoe store. It was on NBC about 4 years ago.
Okay.
It sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah, it was fun. It really was. All right, let me see. This date in history, 1849, James Polk became the first serving U.S. American president to have his picture taken.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you know? Patent for the telephone in 1876, and in 1924, IBM was founded.
Oh, how'd that work out for him?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and this off-Broadway show called Grease started a 3,300 show run.